News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Governor Greg Abbott has scheduled the runoff election to fill out the term of the late Congressman Sylvester Turner. Our political reporter Andrew Schneider says the runoff for Texas's 18th congressional district will take place Saturday, January 31st.
Acting Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee holds a razor-thin lead over former Houston City Councilmember Amanda Edwards heading into the runoff, according to University of Houston political scientist Brandon Runninghouse.
The runoff gives both candidates a chance to be able to reset things. And although Menefee comes in with a bit more momentum, it's certainly the case that this is enough time for either candidate to be able to shine.
Early voting will run from January 21st through January 27th. Runninghouse says the runoff election could be decided by as little as 5% of registered voters. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
A fraternity at the University of Houston is now shut down by its national headquarters. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest there. Tom, why the drastic move?
Well, Matt, on Monday, Pi Kappa Phi's Beta Nu chapter at UH was closed after allegations of hazing surfaced after a student was hospitalized November 3rd, prompting an investigation by the national office. According to the UH Cougar newspaper, the investigation found evidence of hazing consisting of, quote, physical abuse, forced consumption, and public humiliation. Pi Kappa Phi headquarters notified the university of its November 14th closure. UH released a statement saying, quote, pending the outcome of these investigations, any individual found to be responsible for hazing will face disciplinary action up to and including expulsion and potential criminal charges. So it looks like this story is just getting started.
All right, you'll be on top of that, Tom. A recent study has found that new and expanding petrochemical facilities are concentrated in low-income neighborhoods and communities of color. Researchers at Texas State University used a screening tool from the EPA to evaluate the areas around the facilities, and they found that the proposed facilities were being built in areas that are already struggling with air pollution. Robert Bullard is one of the study's authors.
The build-out basically concentrate on areas that are already having major environmental challenges.
The study found that Harris and Jefferson counties have the most proposed new or expanding facilities. And one of the last remaining space shuttles is on track to move from the Smithsonian Institution in Virginia to the Johnson Space Center here in Houston. But to move the shuttle, the Smithsonian says it will have to take it apart, potentially damaging it. Now, a grassroots group of activists led by Joe Steef is asking Congress to intervene.
There's a significant risk, not only that the nation's premier aerospace institution could lose a critical part of its collection, but that this artifact could literally be ripped to pieces in the process.
And you can hear that story, plus what's next for the space shuttle. More coming up on News 88.7 in depth in about 15 minutes at 8:21. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.